A diversified portfolio is essential to long-term success. You know that. And it's also true when you're a company that specializes in investing in commercial real estate. As you're about to find out when Vince talks to today's very special guest, coming up on this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annibal. And now here's the host of Your Money Manual, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annibal.
Hey, good day. Welcome to another edition of Your Money Manual, the educational show we designed around the fact that when it comes to investing, your money not only doesn't come with instructions, but it doesn't come with a manual. Our goal is to provide you with valuable information from industry experts to help you with your investment decisions. And so today, our topic is going to be how to invest successfully in real estate like the big boys do. And today we have a very special guest, and in the world of real estate out of New York City, Mr. Francis J. Greenberger. He is the chairman and CEO of Time Equities, Inc. Out of his passion for architecture and interest in the real estate business, Mr. Greenberger founded Time Equities in 1966 when he decided against pursuing a full-time career in his father's literary agency. To this day, Time Equities is a privately held, full-service commercial real estate investment, development, and management company with over 300 properties owned in the United States, Canada, the Caribbean, and Europe, with a combined asset value of $5 billion, that's $5 billion. His company and investment strategy have become foundational investments in the Household Endowment Model, and we are excited to have him on the show to share with you some of his secrets to successful investing in real estate. I spent time with Francis in his New York office in December, and I knew then he would be a valued contributor to our show. So, Francis, welcome to the show.
Hi, Vince. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be with you.
You are welcome. Obviously, you have become very successful in the world of real estate. What are some of the keys to your success in investing in real estate over your career? And are you using those same investment philosophies today from when you got started?
Vince, I've always been inclined towards investing in a diversified portfolio to hedge the essential risks, which is inherent in all real estate. When I started out, I did this by investing in a variety of residential, retail, and office buildings, but they were all in New York City. As my portfolio and my experience developed, I expanded my investments to include a multi-state perspective, and eventually a national and international perspective. And that's what we operate off today.
You do have a long, valued career, and we certainly do respect how you've gotten started and what you have been able to do in this real estate world, because there's been a lot of cycles you've survived and many others haven't. In regards to the Household Endowment Model on the show here, one of our key messages to our clients is to essentially invest using a strategy similar to the large endowments, i.e. Harvard, Yale, et cetera, which over the past few decades has involved investments in private alternative investment opportunities, long-term ownership, and the feeling that the returns are superior with diversified private investments versus publicly held large market cap related investments such as stocks and bonds. How is this endowment model similar to what Time Equities does, since the investing thesis seems to have an overlap? Maybe include some of the advantages of being private versus public, where you are subject to the constant volatility of the capital markets.
Vince, Time Equities funds are designed to provide our investors with a 6% current dividend paid quarterly, as well as long-term appreciation. This level of dividend return is typically not available in the public equity markets. We do this while at the same time maintaining a highly diverse portfolio in which the strengths and weaknesses of particular properties and regions can be hedged against each other. We think that this combination of strong current earnings, a conservative, diversified acquisition philosophy with balanced risk is the best basis for creating long-term endowment-style value.
Well, that certainly does sound attractive to me, which is why we are working together with you. You built your reputation and are known very well for value hunting, opportunistic investing, and being a contrarian to the mass market thinking in terms of real estate investment. What are some of the sectors and property types or geographic regions that currently excite you, and what is it about those properties or areas that makes them of interest?
Well, let me describe first our sort of process. We have approximately 10 acquisition and asset management teams, typically consisting of at least 4 professionals each, who constantly review a deal flow. These teams review hundreds of deals each year and usually end up filtering down to less than 10 deals per team per year, for which they actually make bids and enter into due diligence. A lower number survive that process. Some examples of current acquisition targets include an under-occupied office building located in a Virginia suburb of D.C., an industrial property in Indianapolis, a student housing transaction in Tennessee, and a portfolio of Dutch office buildings in suburban Amsterdam. In each case, for different reasons, we feel we're achieving superior pricing to the market that we feel will give us good returns, long-term appreciation, and stability. I could go into the detail of why each of these has that position in the market, but it's a combination of the extensive research and searching that we do, as well as our ability to understand these diverse kinds of properties and how they might typically be priced in the market. We pride ourselves on buying things at better than the market prices, which gives us advantageous returns as well as long-term value stability.
Well, it's obviously a formula for success. I know in our due diligence process before engaging with Time Equities, yourself and David, we went through your track record, your extensive track record, long-term track record, long track record, and we're quite impressed, which led to my trip to New York to meet with you and David and the rest of your team. And you certainly do have an extensive team on hand to do the research, which the research and the underwriting for these different types of food groups in real estate is definitely a key to your success, along with your own intuition, of course. With that, what keeps you up at night? You have obviously built a phenomenally successful, well-diversified investment portfolio, an investment team of people at your company at Time Equity. So what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
Well, you won't be surprised to know that even in a well-bought portfolio, things happen that create challenges within specific properties. So what I try to think about and constantly bring focus to is what are those challenges or problems that may occur, and making sure that my team stays hyper-focused on solving those problems and bringing imaginative and concentrated solutions to the challenges. I always feel that if we solve our problems, the upside will take care of itself. The successful properties are not the ones that need hyper-attention.
Well, that certainly does make a lot of sense. Lastly, the Time Equities investment model of buying undervalued properties and financing the upside out with a strategy for holding properties over the long term and hopefully returning equity in a tax-advantaged way versus the other model that many people utilize, which is they buy something, then after 5 years or 7 years, they sell that. And it's intrigued our clients and investors that we represent. What is your thinking on that, and why do you see that as a better alternative, i.e. financing out some of the cash back to the investors? Why is that a better alternative, do you think, than just simply selling?
Although a sales event can be advantageous for the investor, the taxes and the transaction costs associated with the sale can be quite detrimental. This is particularly true if the investor plans to reinvest the funds in another income-producing property. Trading one property for another can be a very expensive exercise which ultimately results in much lower returns for the investors than if they stay with the good properties they have. We prefer to avoid churning, but mitigate investment equity risk through, as you mentioned earlier, non-taxable refinancings of mortgage debt. This often proves to be more advantageous than a sale, particularly when you consider it on an after-tax and transaction cost basis. And through these refinancings and dividends, pretty soon investors find that they've gotten back their initial equity investment, so their risk is gone, but they're continuing to get the cash flow dividend benefits that they entered into the transaction for to begin with.
As my accountant continually reminds me, it's not how much you make, it's what you get to keep. So with your strategy, which we were very intrigued with and wanted to learn much more, which is why we came to New York to meet with you, this strategy of being able to provide some tax-free returns of capital and have an ongoing growing income stream and growth in assets for a long-term investment certainly does make a lot of sense. So thank you for all of that, Francis.
Vince, appreciate your asking us and being here and having the opportunity to talk about our real estate process and results. I believe in your endowment model and have lived it really for 50 years. We're working with the third generation of some of our early investor families, and that's what we like to see.
Well, that says a lot when you have repeat generations, not just repeat clientele. Oh, and by the way, folks, for all of you listeners who would like to learn a little bit more about Francis and his philosophy and strategies in real estate investments, Francis has given us 10 of his books. He has a hardcover book entitled The Risk Game. It's a self-portrait of an entrepreneur. It is written by Francis J. Greenberger along with Rebecca Paley. And we have 10 of those. So the first 10 folks that call in to Wealth Strategies Advisory Group at 888-635-9724 to request that book, we will make sure that you get a copy sent to you. And for more information on how alternative investments like commercial real estate may be able to help your portfolio withstand the shocks of often volatile equity markets, click over to thehouseholdendowmentmodel.com where you can sign up for our white papers. Also, when you sign up, you'll be amongst the first to get details about the release of my new upcoming book entitled The Household Endowment Model, Wealth Planning for Affluent Families. For your present wealth management questions and needs, feel free to give us a call at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group. That number is 888-635-9724, or you can visit our website at wsagaz.com. If you're listening to this podcast on the Star Worldwide Network, simply click the button labeled website to go directly to our listener page, and that is there for you. Thanks very much for listening today, and we'll talk to you again on the next edition of Your Money Manual.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annibal. Be sure to connect with us and follow us at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model on Facebook and LinkedIn. Your Money Manual is part of the Star Worldwide Networks and is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and other podcast channels. So tell your friends to look for us where they get their podcasts. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.